Mr. President, Goodluck Ebele Azikiwe Jonathan, a.k.a. Subsidy. You know why Nigerians not go accept any grammar when you speak now? Now, because when Babangida dey, he speak grammar, they increase our fuel. And the reason why he speak the grammar, it not work. Abacha come, he speak the same grammar, they increase fuel. The reason why he speak the grammar, it not work. Shona can't come, Abubakar came. Obasanjo can't come, speak grammar, they increase fuel the first time. He works small. He said, because may we know they say, may we know they seek you for filling station. May they drive, they enter, they buy, and just like that. That one works small. Again, he speak another grammar. Say he want increase fuel because he want make Nigeria get stable electricity. He came out on television categorically and promised Nigeria that before 2008, we go get stable electricity. Because of that, all of us agree. He budgeted trillions of naira. But today, what it happened? No stable. No talk of electricity. Now darkness, now we still day. Today now, you Oga Goodluck Jonathan Ebele Azikiwe, a.k.a. Subsidy. You can't speak another grammar. Not be say the grammar be not good, but we go fit do what the grammar mean. Now he make Nigeria the grumble. Now he make Nigeria the grumble. Oga Goodluck speak this grammar. Our leaders, we're supposed to fight for us, talk for us, because they don't collect a good debt. Because of Ilalobo, they all turn deaf and dumb. They turn deaf and dumb because of Ilalobo. They allowed us, we the ordinary people, may we go to street. May we go, they fight ourselves. They kill ourselves by ourselves. Oh, Goodluck Jonathan. The only thing when Masi say, make I can't tell you now. The whole Nigeria say, make I tell you, say, thank you. Thank you very much for using this fuel problem to tell us, say, Happy New Year. You can imagine. We, when you come out by ourselves, go vote for you, Baba. Now you treat like this, so. Oh, Mr. President, imagine the way I behave. Imagine the way I behave, Isha. Go! Make una ask our president. Make una ask my father friend. I know they ask my question. I know they ask my question without a reason. I know they ask my question. I know they ask my question without a reason. Naja Delta people know the dog. Make una ask our president. Make una ask my father friend. I know they ask my question. I know they ask my question without a reason. I know they ask my question. I know they ask my question without a reason. Naja Delta people knock the door. Niger Delta people not the dull, worry not the carry last. Oh, Mr. President, Goodluck Ebele Azikiwe Jonathan, A.K.A. Subsidy. Good day, sir. Me advisor no Wamagbe want to speak to you about what is bothering we the Nigerians over your government. This is why all the Nigerians, when I for the represent the ordinary people, Say make I come tell you wetin dey bother us for mind. Because I know from your primary school to this president level, you always have a good luck. Not so many Nigeria have that type of good luck. But what we are seeing today as our leader, this is why Nigerians say make I go ask you, Baba President, aka Subsidy, are you really from Niger Delta? You know why I ask? Because they say Niger Delta people not the dull, worry, not the carry last. They always fight for the betterment of this country, Nigeria. For example, you heard of late Adakaboro, Ken Isarowiwa, and Niger Delta militants. All they do, they always fight for the betterment of this country, Nigeria. But when I look ahead, why worry when I'm Mr. President? Everywhere I behave, yeah. No matter where you behave. Go!
Now I want to know if you are really from Niger Delta.
Make una ask our president. Ask my father friend. I know they ask my question without a reason. Niger Delta people knock the door. Don't be lying. Mr. Subsidy, since Yar'Adua died, there is no change in your government. For example, tell me what you have done since Yar'Adua died. You have not constructed new roads. All federal roads are bad. Even in your own state, Bayelsa, now manage night and day. All federal universities are old. Have no new facility. All the teaching hospitals are like Osarume say Kemi shop. Mr. President, leave the issue of 7-point agenda and face one particular thing like stable electricity or underground railway line. Can you not call Oyibo countries to take over our electricity? You can imagine. See Ghana of yesterday, when some of their people, they polish our shoe. Now they decide now whether to give Nigeria stable electricity. Oh, what a shame. Etakpona Megbe teacher, he not surprised me. How can somebody who read, who has a PhD in zoology, people when they take off animal, how can such person be the president of Nigeria in the first place? Instead of administration. Hey, Etakpona Megbe teacher, Oriyari Gbe, Onaya Gbe Redene, Iwe Sukuri report card. Oh, push.